Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. The morning day has passed.
He surprised me last night.
I'm saying all this
well,
today.
He surprised you how? What happened?
Well, I can't fit a word in edgewise, as my grandmother would say.
The love is
I'm
just flowing from Donald.
I'm singing this that way.
I had a really, I was not
Did you wake up and take a bath?
All right. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting.
Did you have a great laugh?
I got to get organized now because I had so much to talk about.
When you drive, I hope you don't crash. Happy birthday, Zach Braff. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay,
happy
listen, enough
birthday.
Of that.
What?
All right,
you didn't
thank
like
you.
That?
It was about 30 minutes too long. Listen, I was all excited. I had all my papers and my buttons ready, and then I had a computer problem. So I'm apologizing. Amanda Klutz, my best buddy, took me to a Paul Simon tribute concert last night.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
Gonna air. The Grammys honored Paul Simon, and they threw this thing where like performers of all different levels of notoriety performed up to Stevie Wonder as like the grand finale, but Dave Matthews. I mean, it was incredible. It's going to air on CBS. And then Paul Simon got up at the end and played, and it was amazing. But before that, she goes, first we're going to dinner, and we're going to go to dinner at the sushi place that's across the street from the theater. Actually, she didn't even tell me that. She goes, I'm taking you to dinner. So we go to Katsuya, which is right across from the Pantages. And I go, oh, I was like the first surprise, like, oh, we're getting sushi. Cool. We walk in and, you know, this restaurant has these little hidden rooms with tables where the curtains can be closed. So you can have like a private, truly private dinner.
Go on.
And as I walk in, it was like out of Annie, in the Annie movie, how the staff is all lined up welcoming Annie.
No need to pick up any toys.
Yes. It was a bit like that. And they spread a curtain to reveal Donald and Casey already seated at the table.
Wow. I think I'm gonna like it here.
And then we saw the show. And then, did you know what the grand finale surprise was, Donald? Before did I tell you? Did you know?
I knew already. I knew that.
All right, Amanda knows I'm obsessed with Ben Platt as a singer performer, and we got to talk about that memoriam at the Grammys, because that was just unbelievable. And but anyway, after the show, she said, we have one final thing. And we went to get a drink. And then we went to this bar, and our mutual friend, Catherine Gallagher, who's a Broadway star, and Ben Platt were there waiting for us for a drink.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
You have good friends.
She crushed it, dude. That's
she crushed it.
Birthday.
She went all out. I went from Donald Faison to Stevie Wonder to Ben Platt.
Well, who else sang at the Paul Simon thing other than Stevie Wonder?
Lots of country stars who are super famous, whose names I don't know. I apologize to country fans.
But like the biggest country star.
Garth Brooks sang. You could probably Google it. Joelle, will you look it up? And some of these names are, do you know this Take Six, this African-American?
Are you fucking kidding me right now, Zach? What? Are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you really asking me if I know who Take Six is?
All right, well, I'm telling you, Take Six.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you really asking me if I know who Take Six is?
All right. Well, I didn't know that Take Six was that famous. They sang some Paul Simon stuff, and it was one of the most beautiful things I ever heard in my life. They sang from the Graceland album. They sang
I heard a Take Six.
Sorry, calm down. You know that Zulu song that's in Graceland? It's like... I don't even want to try. Anyway, there's a Zulu song that's on the Graceland album that starts one of the songs, and these guys crushed it. It was the most beautiful, goosebumpy thing. You'll see. I'm giving these people an ad. You have to watch this. It was so beautiful. I wanted to see Take Six sing every Paul Simon.
Well, you can
song.
Go back to when we were in like the 90s and everything like that. And Take
were they
Six
a, were
was,
they a boy band or were they a cappella
group?
No,
they were an acapella group, a gospel acapella group.
A gospel acapella group.
Brian McKnight's brother is in Take Six. Brian McKnight then became a very he's a big time R&B singer. You might have heard of him. He has some of the greatest songs. My last cry, one last cry before I leave. Right. Anyway, Take Six used to sing back in the day. Like Take Six has been around forever.
Take Six was amazing. Chris Stapleton was there. Stevie Wonder did a couple songs with. There was a young lady. I wish I could. Joelle, if you can find this.
Mickey Guyton?
No. Ugh. No. Maybe it's not published. I got to ask Amanda if you know this. I'll text her right now.
Who's the young lady that sings, but it was right on time? Because she performed at that thing too.
But anyway, let's talk for a second about the Grammys memoriam. Did you guys see this?
I did. Oh,
it was amazing. You did not watch the Grammys. Mm-hmm. It was there was a memorial. So I'll let Zach tell the story, but I feel like every year, that's the thing that they, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but you always want to do a great dedication to the people who passed away. And they really figured it out this year at the Grammys.
They had four Broadway stars. I guess Rachel's.
Well, not just Broadway stars, like just triple threats also. Dancers, actors, like.
No, but I'm saying for the. Okay, so Brandi Carlile, Brad.
Yeah, Brandi Carlile. That's what I was going to say.
But I'm saying they performed last night.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Brandi Carlile was at the Paul Simon thing,
and Brad Paisley did a couple songs. Garth Brooks.
Brandi Carlile is the one that sings right.
What's Garth Brooks's wife or girlfriend's name? She's a famous country singer. She performed with him. I apologize to the country loving community. I don't know this music at all, but they sang beautifully.
Did Kane Brown perform with them?
Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah,
Trisha Yearwood. Oh, yeah. Trisha Yearwood, yes. She could sing.
They both were beautiful. It was amazing. And you know what's funny is they would...
Garth is amazing, too.
Because it was taped, they would occasionally all fuck up. And Garth Brooks stops and he goes, what did I tell you, baby? I told you, if we just stop singing, if we mess up, they can't use it. So we're going to start over. That's really funny. Then he was the first person to do that, like on his own. But then other times someone would perform and be amazing. It would be like Stevie Wonder doing a number that with this singer whose name I'm getting Amanda to text me because I didn't know who she is, but she had the most incredible voice. And then they'd be like, hey, want to go again? And Stevie's like, yeah, I hit a wrong note or something. And then you'd get to hear the song again. It was like take two. Yes. It was so cool. But Take Six, believe it or not, with all these celebrities, Take Six blew my mind the most.
That's awesome.
Take Six is
I'm so happy that you have been introduced to Take Six.
I'm going to go listen to some Take Six.
You can find them on iTunes, I'm sure.
Anyway, so the Grammys did a memoriam, and the idea, it was a sort of Sondheim mashup. I learned through Ben Platt, who was one of the four people. It was him, Cynthia Erivo, and Rachel Zegler, the star of West Side Story, Maria, who I believe is the new Snow White, shooting right now.
That's cool.
Anyway, the four of them have preposterous voices. I learned that Leslie Odom Jr.'s arranger is the one who arranged it. And it was sort of this mashup of three famous Sondheim songs, but it was so beautifully interwoven. Right, Donald?
Oh, I agree. 100%.
I was like crying my eyes out. And if you saw West Side Story, you saw that Spielberg changed it up, and There's a Place for Us, which is one of the most famous, beautiful love songs, duets in the movie, was not sung by the couple. And that was his choice, and it was beautiful still. But you never got to hear Rachel sing it. And in this sort of beautiful memoriam, she sang it with Leslie Odom Jr., and man, was it beautiful. So you can probably find it on the YouTubes. I highly recommend it.
But Cynthia Erivo singing Send in the Clown.
I mean, Cynthia Erivo has the sickest voice in the world.
Come on.
You know that
you're doing Color Purple movie.
Do you know that when Nick died, I don't know if I told you the story, but we had a little memorial in my garden, very small, and Nick loved Cynthia Erivo, loved The Color Purple, which is what broke her and made her famous, the musical version. And which I know they're now making into a movie, which I'm sure she'll star in because she's Cynthia
Erivo. I just hope they put Quincy Jones' sister.
Of course they will.
You've been on my mind.
But wait, let's not go down.
That's not on the Broadway. That's not on the Broadway show, but okay, go on.
Okay. Anyway, Amanda reached out to her because Nick loved her so much, and she came and sang her song from Color Purple in my garden with like 20 people. Yeah. Amazing. And I remember because the garden was in full bloom, and she was like, we were all picking cherry tomatoes off the vine. And she's just the kind of sweetheart, amazing person that would do that without even really knowing Nick, without even really knowing Amanda. And now I know her a little bit, and she's just an angel. And her voice is so the amazing. Sickest.
Yeah,
the
man.
The sickest. And yeah. Leslie's voice. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, of them.
So I'm telling you, if you haven't seen that, go find it on the YouTubes. It was beautiful.
Should we get into the show, Zach?
Wait, no, I have more to say.
Okay, let's get into the show. No. If you got more to say, you got more to say.
I want to give a movie recommendation. And now Donald's not going to love this movie because it doesn't have lasers. But no one throws a spell.
Cast a spell.
No one casts a spell. I was talking to my nephew. By the way, Daniel, is it all right if I give Henry your number, my nephew? Because
of course.
He asked, he's so into this fucking, what is it, Elden Ring?
Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing Elden Ring. Yes. Oh, baby.
And he says, I have no one to talk about it with. Do you think that Daniel would mind if I had his number?
Can I ask a question?
Let's get a text chat going.
Is Elden Ring
worth the hype?
Similar to Zelda?
No. I would say it's similar to Zelda if Zelda was like really evil. If Zelda was super dark, the world of Zelda was super dark and all the enemies were way scarier, then it's like Zelda. But otherwise,
are you walking around? Is it overhead like Zelda?
It is a third person adventure game where you're walking around an open world.
And it's really hard, apparently, right?
Really, really
hard. He said he tried to beat a boss 65 times or something. And
that sounds about right.
Do you get more do you gain EP and get weapons? Is that what happens, or is it just this is going to be the game for the whole game?
A little bit. This is a longer conversation. But
I know, I was trying to keep it short, but it's a very popular game right now, right?
Super popular.
It sounds amazing, dude.
Probably game of the year for 2022. Probably
game of the year. Amazing. Okay, now there's another game that I think Donald would really like that people are talking about: Lego Star Wars.
Oh man,
do you like that?
I love it.
I hear it looks amazing. I own it. I haven't had the chance to play it yet.
Daniel?
Find some time because it is incredible. It's amazing.
What makes it different than the other Lego games, Daniel?
I think more than anything, it really it maintains the humor and the style of all the other Lego series of games, they have a great job of like keeping the source material accurate, but also adding a really nice sense of humor that you see in like the Lego movies and whatnot. That makes it really fun and enjoyable. It's the smoothest gameplay. It's the best looking graphics. It's just like a nice upgrade to the whole Lego series. And like for anybody who's played any of the Lego Star Wars games, it maintains that character and delivers 100%. So,
oh, wow, that's a really good review. So those are the two hot games of the moment. Is that right, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it. Now, will you be twitching either one of those? You twitch Elden Ring?
I do twitch Elden Ring, and I get very mad at it because it's very difficult.
I saw that Sasha Gray...
Can you dumb
Gray,
it down? Can you turn it down a little bit? Oh, there's no difficulty scaling.
I saw that Sasha Gray twitches it, and so you have some competition there. I bet a lot of people would rather watch Sasha Gray play, no offense, than you.
They most certainly would. No, she's very good. She's very, very good.
Yeah, can is she a good player, or is she just she people love her because she's
Sasha
she's
Gray?
Good. No, she's good.
Oh, she's a real good player.
Yo, she's a real good player. And she's a good cook, too.
Oh, she also cooks.
Yeah, her stream is top shelf, top tier.
You might not want to tell people how often you watch her stream. All right, let's get in the show. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories that you all should know.
All right, let's get in the show. Oh, I know what I wanted to say before. Last thing before we get in the show.
Your movie, your movies.
Not my movie. This movie that I really, really liked, I highly recommend. It won Best Foreign Film, I believe. I finally saw it. The Worst Person in the World.
Oh, okay.
I highly recommend you watch this. If you like...
reading.
No, it does have subtitles, but come on. You all loved Squid Game.
I don't watch Squid Game. I had to read.
Oh, I really
you
think
watch Squid Game.
I think it's
no
really
man.
Lame.
You had to read.
Okay, well, if you can handle subtitles, if you liked Squid Game, if you liked Parasite, what was that? That popular Korean movie?
Yeah,
Parasite. Yeah.
Okay,
did you have to read.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
Okay, well, if you're unlike Donald and can handle some subitles, I think
I'm just
the worst
kidding.
Person in the world is one of the best movies I've seen in a very long
time.
I like
time. To read,
and if you like similar movies like I'm. Like, I guarantee you'll love it. There's some incredible acting and
I like to read. I've seen Akira several times.
Okay. Is there reading in Akira?
Yeah, a lot of it.
Okay. By the way, I want to debut a new sound effect that we have.
No!
No.
Yes.
This is straight hot off the presses. Daniel, I need your help in figuring out how to get this into my system.
No problem.
But for now, here's a test.
Everybody likes a little ass play. Don't even act like you don't.
You know.
That's a good one.
That's how we're going to introduce guests from now on.
Oh
by the way, did you look
God.
At the email I sent you, Dom? This guy, Donald and I, did a charity. Jake Tapper does this amazing
charity. This
is what
I was going to tell you guys about, but I'd let
I'll
Jack
just set it
sorry.
Up and then Donald and
no,
I
no, 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 no. You tell the whole story because it's perfect.
Jake Tapper, who's the news anchor on CNN, does this amazing charity where he raises money for wounded warriors and auctions off anything and everything from celebrities, including a half-hour Zoom. So we auctioned off a half-hour for wounded warriors of just shooting the shit with Donald and I. And this guy was very interesting, and he's very smart, and he's a developer up in Seattle. And he was talking about all the dating apps, and he had done a lot of research and saying in determining whether he was getting less results because of the color of his skin. Mm. And so to try and do an experiment, and he knew a lot of game developers and he knew a lot of people to do an experiment, he asked his video game developer friends to make himself white.
Wow.
Like reverse soul man.
Yeah, like reverse soul man.
Oh my God.
And then his plan, I got this, I'm gonna show you guys, I'm gonna hold up my phone so you can see the picture. His plan was to do an experiment and see if he got better results as a white male. But then the results came back in, and he said his friends needed to go back to the drawing board
Because he made an ugly white male, he said.
Oh,
he said
he no. made,
yeah, he was he not said, a handsome white
he
male.
He said he was
all.
Way handsomer, whatever.
As a brown, as a brown man.
And his video game developer friends didn't really nail it.
I'm trying to, he's bald, guys. So automatically, like, black men can usually pull off bald or close shaves much better. It doesn't feel right.
It was just funny. And then Donald and I came up with a whole iMovie idea where it's like,
what was it? We took his whole thing. We were like, I'm newly single and in the dating world.
Yeah.
And I'm having a hard time getting dates.
Right. And it's a little bit like Tootsie. It's a little bit of like fold a little Tootsie in where, so, you know, because remember in Tootsie, he had a makeup artist, a genius prosthetic makeup artist friend.
Right.
So this guy's got video game developer friends, right? And he realizes that he's not getting the hits he wants. So he tries this experiment, but then he meets a woman who thinks he's this white guy. And how
But it's they, like in the metaverse, because this guy, that's what this guy did. He did like
Oh yeah, then Donald added the pitch that we're giving the best pitch away. Don't you fucking steal our movie idea, right? But anyway, yeah, then Donald folded in the idea of the metaverse, and I don't know. We got really excited for a second that we had a genius movie idea.
I'm really excited for you. It's like Face Off meets.
I want to take his face.
It's like Reverse Soul Man, but I don't think it.
Reverse Soul Man is the best Donald, way to say it.
Donald and Soul I were Man. Talking about how incredibly fucked up the movie Soul Man is. Do you guys remember that movie, Joelle? Do you remember Soul Man?
I saw Soul Man a very long time ago, and I don't really remember it.
Well, in the movie, the white guy, who was it, Donald?
I think it's the dude from fucking E.T., the one that's like, we made it! And Red Dawn. What was his name?
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah, C. Thomas Howell. Thomas Howell wants to get into college, but they have affirmative action, and there's he can't get in, so he takes tanning pills, believe it or not. Tanning pills. Turn him into a black man. Google image.
The black
Thomas.
Face is horrifying.
Yes. Yeah, I need you, if you're listening right now, I need you to Google C. Thomas Howell, Soul Man, Blackface. And they made a whole movie. What year was it, Joelle? I can't believe it.
Oh my God.
The 80s.
It's
the 80s.
It's so cringy.
It's the 80s for sure.
86.
Yes. And
well
it was totally.
Past when they should have known better.
It was totally acceptable. And he this passes, a,
yeah,
he
man.
Passes as a black man.
I remember it being on HBO and all of that shit. I remember all of this. I remember Soul Man. Ray Don Chong. I remember.
Ray Don Chong was in it. And she falls in love with him until she realizes that he's taken tanning pills and isn't really an African-American.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. The great James Earl Jones and Leslie Nielsen are in this movie. Yeah. How did this happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, let's get into the show, shall we? I just have to tell you, this episode was crazy. This was like Bill trying to be all in the family because this got really political.
Very red and blue episode for
sure. We're talking
sure.
about his story, two. Directed by Linda Mendoza.
Great job, by the way, Linda.
Linda
great job.
Was one of our favorite filmmakers who directed the show. And
Mikey Weston guest stars.
And our old friend Michael Weston, who when I first – Michael Weston and I met on a movie called Getting to Know You. It was my first real part in a movie. It was a tiny little indie. And he had actually gone to Northwestern coincidentally, but we didn't know each other. And as all the finest actors have. And we became friends. If you remember in Garden State, he plays the cop that pulls me over and on my motorcycle. And then when I moved out to LA, we were roommates in a house together. Anyway, so Michael Weston guest stars as a private dancer.
Yes,
why is
yes.
a private dancer in a veterans hospital was my first question.
This is Scrubs, man. We have...
Okay.
We have a bunch of different people in the hospital.
We break the rules sometimes.
We break the
like
rules
how,
a little.
The Todd occasionally does breast augmentation when he wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Okay. Well, yes. we've got a wounded soldier in our hospital.
Yes, at the first bed too.
I don't know why, but that's all right. It's Scrubs. It's a TV show. So yeah, I couldn't help but think of All in the Family while watching this because All in the Family, for those of you too young to know, was a comedy that like really brazenly took on politics and all the issues of the time, racism, Democrats versus Republicans, the wars, and Archie Bunker was this crotchety, very conservative old white man, and his son-in-law was a very liberal, played by Rob Reiner. He called him Meathead, and he was as liberal as can be. He was a hippie at the time of the show. And so anyway, when I was watching this, Scrubs all of a sudden getting very political about the Iraq war, I couldn't help but think that this was like, I don't know, Bill trying to have a sort of All in the Family episode where we actually went there politically about the war, about the Iraq war.
No, yeah, absolutely. But that's, it's also the B storyline too, which is, it's the, it, I know it takes place.
Or what do you think the A storyline is?
The A story is Kelso's home.
Phoning it in. Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually the A storyline. So the backdrop in all of this is that, you know, he feels that he's obsolete in the hospital, and he's witnessing, you know, what this what Private Dancer is bringing to the hospital, because he's a veteran from the Iraq War, and it reveals Elliot's a Republican. It reveals, you know, I mean, there's so much involved in it. But the A storyline is Kelso feels like the hospital's falling apart because of what he's witnessing, and actually, it's not. Everybody's still able to do their jobs. It's a really good. It's a really good theme if you think about it. Like we as Americans right now, we freaking go at it with each other, just over our beliefs and stuff like that. And sometimes it makes it so that we can't get the job done. And this was a great example of a hospital being in a situation where everybody has different beliefs, but they still are able to accomplish their one common goal, and that is to save lives.
Well, until it takes over the hospital. And if, to remind people, this is the one where Kelso has the voiceover. It's one of those ones where I'm not in it that much. I bump into Kelso, and he takes the voiceover.
Right, and then you're on vacation pretty much for the rest of the episode.
Well, I was in the park reading Iraq War for Dummies.
Yeah.
By the way, I will get to it, but the janitor predicted where Bin Laden was.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Spoilers, but this is long before we found Bin Laden, and the episode ends with the janitor saying Bin Laden's in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So don't think we weren't geniuses.
Well, we were ahead of the game.
Yeah, well, whoever wrote that line was. I wonder which writer wrote that line. Joel wanted to point out that Joel, is this, am I correct in your interpretation that calling Carla Pickle so that I can be able to call the baby little gherkin doesn't make sense because gherkins are made from baby cucumbers?
Not that it doesn't make sense. I just had no idea what a gherkin was.
Pickle? Is a pickle related to a cucumber?
Pickle is a full-blown cucumber that's just been soaked in vinegar.
Okay. I thought you were saying that a pickle wasn't a cucumber.
No, just that.
I like gherkins. Do you guys like gherkins?
Hell,
I do. I love gherkin.
You don't like pickles at all?
Not period. Don't show me a pickle. I don't. Wow. And what's weird is I like some pickled vegetables. Like, I love a pickled carrot.
Cool. What about pickled cabbage? Pickled cabbage?
Like, I like a kimchi.
That's fermented.
Ooh. Yeah, I like.
I like a gherkin.
More or less the same thing.
A gherkin. Well,
I guess so. Yeah, I guess you could.
You
say.
You know, they have the mini carrots in the bag. It's gherkins like that for a pickle.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Someone should make a bag of those things. Bagging all my good ideas today.
That's a great little snack with a little dip too. Nice little.
I got a charge of gherkins
dip.
My reverse soul man just giving it to the world.
Reverse soul man. There's so many things to unpack with reverse soul man.
Well, Kelso.
The black man who tries to be white. Reverse soul man.
Well, Eddie Murphy. Eddie did it. Could never do it funnier than Eddie on Saturday Night Live.
No, that's probably the best version of it.
So Kelso doesn't want to, he's phoning it in. He doesn't learn the intern's names. He says the men will be Dave and the women will be Debbie. And the girl's young woman says, well, that's convenient. My name's Debbie. He goes, well, then you shall be Slagathor.
Slagathor is actually, Slagathor is played by Lindsay Ravitch. Her husband is Andy Schwartz, who was a writer on the show.
Yes.
They have a son named Quincy who went to Sunnyside with my daughter Wilder, actually.
Oh, so you've hung out with Slagathor since the show?
Oh, absolutely. We've hung out a few times.
Were you tempted to call her Slagathor?
No, because I forgot that she was on the show when I first met her. I
was like, I'm Slagathor. Donald, it's me, Slagathor.
I was like, because I knew we worked together on Scrubs, but I didn't know that she played Slagathor. I just thought she played one of the interns. So when I saw her, I wasn't like, hey, you were Slagathor. So it's never come up that she was Slagathor. But now that I know that right. she was Slagathor, next time I see her,
oh, I'm like,
what's
you
up, she was Slagathor?
Yeah. And I think he calls her Slaggy later.
Slaggy.
this is interesting. Kelso. So it's then Ted is used as a human 8-ball, which was funny.
That shit was hilarious. And then he goes, ask again later.
Why would I do that?
He shakes his head again.
Yeah. And Ken really let him have it.
Yeah. He went at it. Well, Ken Carrion. The first thing I thought when he picked up the Asian lady
that's the officer and gentleman spoof. Do you know that?
Yes, yeah. I know. I knew that.
We're not there yet. Wait, was Kelso in Vietnam or Korea?
I think it's the Korean War he's in because he says he wants to stay.
I'm not sure. I'll figure it out.
He wanted to stay.
Vietnam. Okay. Check age wise. I think it would probably be Vietnam.
Okay, so Vietnam.
But he wants to stay in Vietnam. But first, no,
that was his fantasy to stay in Vietnam because he thought this would happen.
Vietnam.
Okay. Well. But Kelso first imagines if he stayed in Vietnam that, and then we go into an officer and a gentleman spoof. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a famous Richard Gere, Deborah Winger movie. And he comes in at the end and picks her up and in uniform, and he's super sexy. Just,
way to go, Paula!
Yeah.
Way to go!
And I don't know if it holds up, but it was a great movie. I remember
when I was a kid, I just loved the steamy shower scene where they're having sex. I thought that was the best thing.
Yeah, there was
in my
a
life.
Hot sex scene, right?
In the shower.
And there was some steamy. Great music. Love lifts us up where we belong.
That was the actual theme song to the movie, like played by guitar, piano, you name it.
Right. They played it over and over again.
The theme of the movie is these guys were in the Navy and they want to be pilots for the Navy.
Yeah.
And it's the training that you have to go through. And the sergeant, played by Louis Gossett Jr., he won an Academy Award for this movie, by the way.
Oh, nice play.
Masterful job. But it's such a great movie. If you ever get the chance to watch it.
Am I allowed to play 30 seconds of Love Lifts Us Up?
Yeah, just talk about it.
So the theme song of the movie is Love Lifts Us Up, Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong. But they actually play it throughout the movie as a score as well.
You remember this, Donald?
Of course.
We're talking about it, Joelle. We're analyzing and talking about it.
What tomorrow brings.
That's Jennifer Warnes and Joe Cocker.
In a world few hearts survive.
Go ahead, girl.
Sing it, girl.
Chorus. Get to the chorus.
Well, Daniel can cut it.
That's 30 seconds.
He can cut it. Daniel, oh, damn.
Anyway, listen, guys. You should watch Officer and Gentleman. Donald just convinced me that it's a good movie. You should watch.
Well, it has an Academy Award winning performance in it.
No,
I remember that.
I remember the scene in the pool where they're training them how to survive when your fighter jet goes underwater.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what, if you're confused by Kelso's double fantasy, they're both related to Officer and Gentleman. Now it's way more trippy and bizarre when the Vietnamese woman that he's in love with comes and picks him up in the ICU.
Yes.
Now, do you think that young woman was strong enough to, or is that
absolutely?
Yeah,
absolutely,
she was.
Absolutely, yes.
Because I don't. Think
I was surprised that Ken was strong enough to pick her up, to be honest with you. But then
she was light, but Ken, I mean, she picked Ken up and held him in like a baby.
Ken picked her up like she Ken picked her up like she was a feather. It was just like she hopped into his arms and she did the same thing to him.
By the way, in the show, it's sung in the Vietnamese version.
Yes.
Which I don't know was done.
So play some more of it. Let's play 30 more seconds of it.
Are we allowed to, Joelle, or was it one per show? I don't know what the fucking rules are.
Will you talk over this one a little bit more?
Okay, go ahead.
Should I go to a later point in the song?
Yeah, get to the love, lift us up.
I don't have the Vietnamese version.
Get to the love, lift us up.
This is where it gets.
This is where it goes, right here. But it's the Korean version.
Yes, Joe Cocker.
Yes. Eagles fly.
You're talking over it, Joel.
The mountain high.
You're talking over this shit. I'm analyzing the fuck out of this, Joel.
Weddings do you think that song was played at?
Oh my gosh,
it's a great that song. Was actually, I didn't know it was Joe Cocker.
That's one of those songs I used to play back when I watched G.I. Joe and Voltron, and they would have that as a greatest hits. That's on every greatest hits record ever made. Like if there was a bop, you know, 1980, that song is definitely on there.
All right,
for sure.
So listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Kelso actually likes JD, he admits in his voiceover. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise-canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise-canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
We're back. You know, so Kelso likes JD, huh?
Not only does Kelso like JD, Donald, but here it gets more complicated than that.
Okay.
He says this in voiceover that he'd be great for his gay son, Harrison. And the reason is because he happens to know that Harrison is looking for a new power bottom. Now, I have multiple questions. How does Kelso...
That would be a... Oh, man. You can't play it. You can't play it.
How does Kelso...
You cannot play it, Kenny.
What?
Everybody likes a little ass play every now and then.
I should. I don't have it queued up.
You cannot do it. You cannot do it.
All right, but listen. Once I get that set up, I would have played it. How does... So Kelso seems dismissive of his son's sexuality... But now we learn that he knows that Harrison is indeed in search of a new power bottom.
Right. I think a lot of things went down when we found out that the play that Harrison was actually putting on was a facade.
Yes.
Do
you think that brought them together?
I think that might have built some bridges back. In therapy and in conversation. And I think,
Joelle, what exactly is a power bottom?
A power bottom is somebody who really likes getting, you know, effed in the bottom, and they're loud and enthusiastic about it.
And they push back, right?
Sometimes very demanding about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm.
Mm. I'm not gonna lie, I need a power bottom in my life.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie. Wouldn't mind a little bit of a power bottom in my life.
Oh my god.
Casey, skip this episode.
This power bottom thing.
Play the theme song, Casey.
I know.
If you're a power bottom.
Just kidding.
If you're a power bottom out there, congratulations.
We would love to have you on Fix Your Life.
We'd love to have you on the show and talk about what it's like being a power bottom and just get to know a power bottom. Joelle, can you seek out a power bottom?
I will seek out a power bottom, yes.
Shouldn't be too hard to find.
No.
There's lots of power bottoms.
There are a lot of power bottoms out there.
A power bottom can also be interested in other positions, right? Just sometimes they like the power bottom, or are they usually stereotypically just a go-to power bottom?
Stereotypically, maybe a go-to power bottom.
Okay,
obviously, it's a spectrum.
I got it. Spectrum. Yeah, Kinsey scale. All right, let's get off of power bottoms.
Because I just got off yours.
Oh, God. Now, we had seen that Elliot was showing some signs of some Republican beliefs.
I told you.
But this time she went full non-believing in global warming. She tells Laverne that she doesn't believe in global warming as she sprays her aerosol hairspray all over the place.
Yes.
I was surprised about that.
I wasn't, because 5 minutes later, what happens in the cafeteria? Elliot is outed for being a Republican.
Well, she sort of comes out of the closet herself. She says, I'm tired of being, you know, I'm tired of not talking about this. And then, you know, other people come out too.
Mickhead,
of course, Keith.
Yeah.
So the cafeteria is split like the country.
The hospital is now split.
The hospital, much like the country, is split between left and right, and everyone starts warring, no pun intended, over the Iraq war and all sorts of other conservative versus liberal things.
Right. I want to tread very lightly here now, because we don't want to get into that.
Well, no.
But I want to tread very lightly, because I get what this episode was meant to do. But I'm going to tell you something right now. That scene in the closet with Elliot and Keith was sexy as fuck. When she goes, how do you feel about Hillary Clinton? And she goes, I hate that bitch. And Elliot goes, oh God, that's hot. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you like that.
It was a little bit of a...
You got a shift.
It was a little bit of a shift.
And for me, my penis went... But no, I'm not surprised.
I'm not a Republican, though.
I'm not surprised that Keith and Elliot a bang in the closet while talking shit about Democrats. That
it was taboo. It was forbidden in the closet talking about Democrats.
Now, this is the episode where I've talked about this magical prop before. I thought it was a squirrel. It turns out it's a rabbit. The janitor has made a rabbit salt and pepper shaker.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that was a real rabbit.
At one point, yes.
At one point, yes.
Yeah, and now it's
the Johnny O.
Salt and pepper shaker.
Johnny O. must have this prop. Johnny O., I don't know if you listen to the show, but I'd love to know where that prop is and just look at
it. Do you really want that?
I don't think I want to own it, but I'd like
you
to
would
see
freak
it
a lot of people out when they came over for dinner.
Well, I wouldn't use it as a salt and pepper shaker.
Wait, hold on. You would have a rabbit salt and pepper shaker. And not use.
I think I use it as saying, made for. I think I would use it as nostalgia, saying Johnny O was gracious enough to give me the funniest prop ever on Scrubs. It's pretty funny. We didn't. I don't believe we killed a rabbit. They found a taxidermied rabbit.
Of course,
and then he turned it into a salt and pepper shaker.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a very funny prop, but it's showing the difference between people's ideology. I forgot who he's talking to, but who's he talking to? But whoever it is says you
can't do that.
You believe in killing animals, like hunting animals or something like that. And he says, yeah, if it's for a good reason. And then he brings up the rabbit salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah. Yes, it was very, like I said, this, it starts off as the war being the background, and then it just goes off into so many different things. It's not just about red and blue. It's also about ideology. It's also about ideology. Like, there's just so much involved in this episode. Who wrote it? That's what we never got to that. Who wrote this episode?
It definitely was controversial, probably even at the time, because, I mean, the Todd has a joke where he goes, talking about women being forced to cover up in Iraq, he says, the war in Iraq, try the war to see Iraq.
Come on.
I mean, that's a bit of a...
That's funny.
Mike Schwartz wrote it.
Mike Schwartz. Wow.
All right. Who plays Lonnie, everybody? No, not who. No. Sorry. Who plays...
He plays the delivery guy.
What's the delivery guy's name?
Dude, I don't know. Come on, man.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Joel, can you find the
I was on a show.
He has a name.
I was on a show metal. For 9 seasons. I don't remember.
Lloyd. He's the loneliest person in the world. He touches his shoulder when he's
a homeless guy threw poo in his eye the last
we
episode.
We know that a homeless guy threw poo in his eye. And we know that he likes speed metal. Forget else we know about Lloyd.
I love that he wanted to check to see if whose poo they needed to check first. Mine or his?
Mine or his?
First him, then you.
Now, I have a rare appearance in the episode when I come to tell you that I want to see if you've seen the funnies in the paper and if you've seen Marmaduke.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how I memorized that whole run of medical jargon. It's not even medical jargon. It's freaking
political jargon.
You
clearly worked on it because you did it in one take. They didn't cut you all around you.
Right. I know.
Bill probably had to give you like a week warning. Like, Donald,
I don't know how I was able to
have a speech.
And I sped through it too.
You did a good job.
Like the whole scene. Like, I'm sitting there like, how did I memorize it
like a rap? Because you told me once, like, if you can memorize rap lyrics because there's rhythm to it.
This is back when I was out every night, when I was partying hard. Like, this is, so my mind was not, I don't know how I was able to do it. Now it's not a problem, but back then, holy cow, I was very distracted. Well, and anyway, so for me to be able to do it, for me to be able to do that, when I saw that, I was like, wow, I'm surprised I did that.
Now, we talk about Marmaduke and we giggle about Marmaduke. Then we get into the Boondocks and I say, man, that little kid hates honkies. And you say, who doesn't?
Yeah, as you walk away.
Yeah, and not even like jokingly, like seriously.
Yeah, like, who doesn't? Well, you know, I think
That makes me think it's even more of an homage to All in the Family, because they used to throw the word honky around left and right on that show. Well,
it was George Jefferson and...
Joelle, is the word honky like the N-word in that only white people are allowed to say honky, or are African-Americans allowed to say honky
as
well?
There's no word like the N-word.
Okay. Yeah.
So
thank
Donald,
you.
If you want, you can say honky.
I never thought I couldn't.
Wasn't it George Jefferson who called me honkies?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. All the time. Very, I mean.
I don't know what the origin of the word honky is. Joelle, can you look that up for us? It's a funny word.
I can look that up.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want, and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so then we have the janitor has a globe on his cart. He says, point to Iraq. I go, that's Iraq. He goes, that's China. I go, you're China.
Yeah. Yeah. So once again, it tracks though, because JD is horrible at geography.
Right.
Once again.
Yeah. Just like me. And just like you.
Just like me.
Kelso has tattooed the name Johnny on his ass.
On his ass cheek.
On his ass cheek. And later he sort of reveals that.
He was in love with Johnny.
He was in love with Johnny.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because later he secretly reveals in his voiceover that he wished he'd married Johnny.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Kelso, fine. No one has any use for Kelso. He's pissed off. He wants to get back in the game. And because Carla's out as a nurse for another week, he decides that, and maybe they did this again because of Judy being
her back. Yeah, her hip. You know, I wonder if that's true. But there
that
was
must have been.
Yeah, but there was a funny moment.
But she was barely in the episode, right?
Yeah. She's like one shot in the episode. I'm sure we shot it later. I wonder, this made me laugh really hard.
Like, it's funny you say that, Donald, because when she appears, she's behind. She's not in the lobby. She's on the other side
of the wall. Yeah. I wonder if you caught this joke, because I fucking laughed at this joke. So, in order to get back at Elliot, Cox and Turk make it so that dumb slogans that she said back in the day are now on the coffee bucks.
Yeah, just like how Starbucks used to put, I guess, quotes on their cups or something.
Right.
So now it's dumb shit Elliot said.
And I didn't realize she said this, but at one point, Elliot said, "My Bojango is on fire."
Yes, yeah. And they put that on the coffee cups. I don't
remember. Elliot Reid, May 2004.
I don't remember when Elliot said that her Bojango was on fire.
Right when I heard that, I was like, when the fuck did she say my Bojango is on fire?
Do you think it was really in an episode or it was, Joelle?
I think she did when she was talking about like getting waxed or something.
Oh.
I wonder if I can find the original.
She can't say Bojango. She calls her vagina a Bojango.
But then Private Dancer goes, "What's a Bojango?"
I forgot. Does Kelso say anything, or he just shows him the cup?
He shows him the cup, and he's reading it. He goes, "My Bojango's on fire." My Bojango's Elliot Reid, May 2004.
Yeah, Joelle, it's probably whatever episode was May 2004. It's probably in one of them. So Kelso becomes a nurse.
Yes.
The janitor plans to turn a cat into a spice rack.
My God. How is that possible?
I don't know. How do you make a cat into a spice rack? I
would have loved to have seen what Johnny O came up with.
Johnny O was probably like, "Put me in, coach. Let me make it." I guess it would be mounted upside down with the legs up.
Oh, so wait. Hold on.
Line the spices up.
So like on the private parts and the nipples and all of that stuff of the cat?
Well, the nipples, I guess wouldn't really get in the way of the spices, or they might help hold the spices in place. All right.
This is so dark. Do we got a caller?
No, wait, not yet. I'm not done yet. Wait, Kelso becomes a nurse. He gets rescued in his fantasy by a Vietnamese woman that was his lover.
That was
Nurse Kelso. Then Nurse Kelso gets all gossipy, as Joelle put it. What did you say, Kiki?
Kiki. Oh, Kiki. Sorry, I should have.
That's like a gossiping.
Yeah, you chatted up with the girls. We Kikiing.
Oh, Donald,
do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never, never leave from beside me.
Not Drake.
Donald, do you ever use the term "have a kiki"?
No.
Is Joelle does? Joelle, are you like, hey, do you want to get together and have a kiki?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't think you'd ever invite anyone specifically to a kiki, but you might describe later what happened as a kiki.
Oh girl, we was on the Zoom, and all of a sudden we was kiki. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never, never leave.
Well,
I'm still looking for the Bojango quote. A honky is a much disputed term that there's no factual basis of where it came from. People thought it was West African slang, but that was pretty debunked. There's my favorite theory is it might come from the word bohunk or hunky, which refers to Hungarian, Bohemian, and other Eastern European immigrants. But that's the best guess we have.
All right. Well, I don't know. I just know that Donald's allowed to say it. Donald, do you want to practice saying it?
No.
Do your best George Jefferson impression.
Wheezy! The honkies is at the door! That's horrible. When I was a kid, they called me George Jefferson because of my hairline.
Boo.
This is my favorite quote from the episode.
Whether it be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, whether it, you know, everybody likes a little ass play. Whether it be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, whether it, you know, everybody likes a little ass play.
Oh my gosh. I said that. Mm-hmm. I will never not know that I said that.
Oh my God. Good thing our moms gave up listening to the show.
I hate to tell you this, but it's true though.
All right. Well, what else can we talk about? We're almost done here. Kelso reveals. Oh, yeah. We talked about he wishes he married his Vietnam buddy. Oh, and then he unites everyone around a common enemy. He takes away the coffee discount and coffee bucks.
And well, we should have started the show off with that. Everyone's very angry at Kelso in the beginning of the show because he's not living up to his duties anymore.
You said duty.
Yeah, I did. But they do thank him for the employee discount at the coffee bucks. And so everybody's thankful for that. And so at the end, in order to be a dick again, yes, and cause them to unite against a common enemy, as you just said.
Yes.
He takes away the employee discount.
Yes, because I guess that must fall into like when Americans have been at war traditionally, they often come together against a common enemy.
It's going to have to be aliens to end this racism
not
shit.
Not Iraq.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to have to be aliens to end this racism shit. Cause this shit's forever.
Well,
I don't know.
Coming by and no one cares. Like they're literally like doing
drive-bys. Like, hey guys, how's it going?
I don't know why they don't just land and come. Now that the pandemic is starting to be over, why don't they come have a kiki?
You want
to
hear?
I remember when the pandemic was happening. It was like aliens.
Now I don't know
time.
If this is true, but I heard that NASA or I don't know who it is or somebody is going to send out a ping in the galaxy to let whoever's out there know that where exactly Earth is.
Yeah, and there's then Stephen a DNA Hawking had said that
yeah,
was a bad
said, don't
idea.
Do that shit. And there's our DNA structure will be in the ping, male and female, like all types of shit.
And didn't Stephen Hawking say don't do that?
Yeah, he said it would be like Columbus discovering America.
And what happened?
I'm just going to say we've been doing that for decades already. We've been sending our radio signals into space for decades.
But not like this is exactly where we are and this is our DNA structure, Daniel.
If there's any intelligent life that's strong enough to pick up whatever radio signal we're sending out into space, which only gets like a little bit further than the signal that we're about to send out or whatever, they would have found us already.
They have. They're driving by.
They've seen us. They're doing drive-bys.
The fucker went right by the Earth.
I'm just saying. This is a publicity thing.
It went right by the Earth and then around the sun.
Did you see the fighter pilot video?
The other way, dude.
I did. I saw the tic-tac. Tic-tac, a little weird.
Tic-tac.
A little strange. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, the tic-tac.
Yeah, the little, yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go on the YouTubes. What do you search for? I'm going to see what you search for.
Space tic-tac.
Space tic-tac?
Yeah, I'm willing to bet if you Google space tic-tac, it'll come. Let's do it.
But is that the fighter pilot who's freaking out?
Space. No, I'm talking about the long probe. They wrote about it in a book a long time ago, man. A long time ago. It was written in a book. Clancy Brown hit me to it. It was like, it's like a probe.
Yes.
It was like that comes through. In the book, they like land on it and all of that stuff. Anyway, it comes through, goes around the sun and exits. And it's it looks like an odd shaped asteroid. That shit just happened. And we did nothing but say, oh, wow, look at the odd-shaped asteroid. The shit came through, went through, passed really close to us, went around the sun, and then exited our solar system.
Right,
and we said nothing like,
yeah, everyone's too busy to realize that the aliens are doing flybys. Watch it. If you want to look it on YouTube, it's labeled, watch Navy pilot describes encounter with tic-tac shaped unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
And it's PBS NewsHour, so it's not bullshit. It's the real deal, Holyfield. It's pretty amazing footage of this fighter jet pilot freaking the fuck out at what he sees. Cause he's like, what he, you know,
it's no, moving,
no,
it's moving
no one
so
knows better
too.
Than him that nothing flies like that from Earth.
Right. And he was having a hard time getting it on the radar. Like he's trying to ping it. And then once he pings it, he gets so excited. He's like, I got that motherfucker. He's so excited. I got it. Look at it. Woo!
No, but he's like, can't believe what the craft is doing. He's like, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. And of course, the episode ends with the janitor predicting bin Laden in Pakistan. Which when we actually found bin Laden in Pakistan, I remember lots of Scrubs viewers putting on Twitter and the like, the janitor guessed right all along. The janitor knew.
The janitor knew.
You know how they always say The Simpsons is always right? The Simpsons predicts all these things?
Mm.
Well, the janitor predicted that.
Bam.
How does this, is the Simpsons, like I'm so at a loss of words for that. Like, did they actually predict all of these things, or is this somebody cleverly because there's so many episodes?
They really predicted,
they really did
to some extent most of the things that you're seeing, like the Trump presidency is absolutely real
with the orb, with them standing around the orb and everything like that.
The escalator portion of it, like
holy,
that was crazy. The escalator thing was really like, how did they do that? How
wild.
The what thing?
There's a scene in one of the episodes where President Donald Trump is coming down an elevator or an escalator and like waving at people in the Simpsons episode, and that exact scene played out in real life.
Do you think Trump saw it and said, "Oh, I'll do it like that"?
Man, I do not know.
What if his son was like, "What if his son was like, Dad, if you're gonna do it, you should do it like this"?
that would be giving them so much fucking credit, man, dude. That's meta almost, man.
Wild. All right, shall we go to the break? We're going to take a break, and I'm going to allow urine to flow through my urethra, and then we will have a caller. We'll be right back.
Urine goes through the urethra?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back.
Dad, play that song. Play that song.
We got a caller. Sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kai Cole!
Hey, there she is.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Hello. Kai. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Kai. Is it Kai? Is that the way to say it?
Yeah.
Kai, welcome to the program. It says create your happiness, live your life. We like that. We like that expression, live your life, the Nick Cordero song, which is a beautiful song. Welcome to the program. Tell us about yourself. How did Joelle end up finding you?
Posted. She was looking for a last minute guest and she liked my question.
What was your question? Well, just dive into it. Go for it.
Yeah. So April is Autism Awareness Acceptance Month and yes. I'm autistic. And Scrubs has really helped me embrace my weirdness as an autistic person. So I'm wondering, what is a quirk or insecurity that you've learned to embrace?
Oh my God, that's a very good question.
That's a great question.
I feel very, what's a quirk? I know, I just think I'm a weird person. I've always thought that I was a quirky, sort of odd person. I mean, I know I've spoken about this on the podcast before, but like, I thought I was so weird because everyone in my public school was playing sports and I had zero interest. And I was like, what is wrong with me? Why do I have no interest? And then they'd watch sports and they'd all talk about the game. And I'd be like, and then I really thought there was something wrong with me until I discovered theater. And then I was like, oh, there's other things that I love. You don't have to just pick lacrosse. No offense to those who love lacrosse. So then I learned to embrace theater and really love that. But I have to admit to you, Kai, that I was still embarrassed at school. Most of the theater stuff I would do would be outside of school. It would be in the community stuff, or it would be a theater camp. I was still too shy, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I was still too shy in my school to do the theater productions because I was so worried about fitting in and not. And in my school, they were kind of treated at the time, dorky and not cool. And I, you know, like so many young kids, I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be cool. And so I kind of like had this double life where I was like kind of a bit of a class clown in school, but then like outside, I was finding my passion of performing in theater and stuff. Donald?
I'm a bit of an introvert. I know I come off as someone who is very loud and likes to be in front of a lot of people. I don't like to hang out though. I don't like to go out. I don't like to.
But when you were younger, you did.
Yeah, I prefer to.
Now you just got old. Hang out.
It's a quirk. It's a quirk that I've developed, I guess. Then I prefer to, you know, I prefer to sit on my couch and watch TV.
Amy Schumer said it best on the Oscars during her monologues. You remember, she's like, you know, how great is this? You know, what's better than this? What is better than this? She goes, you know, what's better than this? Home.
Yeah.
Home. She goes, that's where all my pills are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
And I fall into that category now. I'd prefer to be home than do quite a few things in my life. And, you know, I'm lucky to have friends like Zach who understand this about me.
Yeah, that's why Donald and I are already eating dinner at like senior citizen hour. We like, well, how about six?
Yeah.
But it's I saw some funny meme. I thought of us, Donald. It was like a dog making a face. Like, what the hell are you talking about? And it was like when your friends ask you to meet up at 9:30 PM.
Yeah, you got to be out your mind. You got to be out your mind. Your mind.
Yeah, I guess that's this is 47 because we're not meeting up at 9:30.
I talked to somebody on the phone other than you, dude, for the first time in a real, other than you or my agent in
your
like,
mom.
Or my mom in a couple of years. And we talked for like 30 minutes and it was like, it was weird, dude. Like I was uncomfortable at first. Like shit, I shouldn't have picked up the phone. One, you know what I mean. And then
pick up the phone.
Right. And then we had the conversation, and at the end of it, I was actually relieved because we had such a good time talking. But
it wasn't a FaceTime. It was a phone call.
It was an actual phone call.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm better with FaceTime than the actual call these days. Kai, you feel that? Kai's nodding. You agree?
The not liking the phone is just an all the time thing for me, not just a pandemic. So I get it.
Yeah. Really? But do you feel that that's because you're shy? Do you think that's tied into your autism? What do you, why, tell us a little more about yourself.
No, I think it's, that's mostly anxiety. Just, I also have anxiety. So, and just like when you're, like you said, FaceTime, I find it easier because you can see people's faces. So you don't have to rely on the tone of voice so much.
Yes. Do you feel that your anxiety, and by the way, you can say none of your business, Zach, shut the fuck up. But do you think your anxiety is tied into your autism, or do you feel like there are two separate things?
Yeah, I definitely think they're related. Like, I would say the vast majority of people with autism also have anxiety. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's quite, as I understand, and I have a limited understanding, but it's quite a spectrum of autism. There's people who suffer on a very intense level, and those who, I mean, if I met you and you didn't tell me, I wouldn't necessarily know that you have autism. So, right. It's quite a wide spectrum.
Yeah.
Right, Joelle?
Yeah. I mean, listen, as somebody who's neurodivergent, like, I totally feel a lot of that, like trying to, sometimes just open my computer is scary for me. I do a lot of work on my phone, like as much as possible, because it doesn't seem as important or heavy. I have a hard time with FaceTime. I'm not trying to always keep my angles up, but I really I'm a big speakerphone person. I'm like, I like to walk around phone. And move.
By the way, yeah. I've just recently moved to speakerphone as there's something about this, holding it this way as opposed to this, that I've been enjoying lately.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just leave it at one spot in my room and I'm moving around doing laundry. Like, I need to be up in touch. I have ADD, so like I need to be touching things and moving, and you know, especially because a lot of my job is like on a microphone and I'm not allowed to move or touch things. I have to work really hard not to be tapping on things or whatever. So yeah, it's definitely a spectrum. It is definitely a process. But I also think that, you know, having a lot of friends that are either on the autism spectrum or neurodivergent like me, like, we work really hard to try to normalize the things that have been othered our whole lives. It's a challenge, but it's also been really like a beautiful experience to kind of come into this acceptance. I forget things a lot. And, you know, I have friends who are like, I need you to text me like right away. It's never going to happen, love. Like, I can't, I'm not glued to my
texting
phone that
is,
way.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so it's like, what you're saying is like, you have to, what you're saying too, is that you're learning to like accept who it is that you are. This is me.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna, it's impossible. I obviously can do work on myself. We all can, but there's certain things that are me and I need to, one needs to embrace who they truly are.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a new show, Kai. I don't know if you've watched a little bit. I watched a little bit of it called As We See It. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you think it's about three autistic adults who live together? Did you feel it was accurate or funny or good, or would you recommend it to other people with autism?
Yeah, I would. I think it was like definitely a step in the right direction because all of the actors were autistic, and yes, that doesn't happen often. So.
Donald, we know one of the actors. He's a stand-up, and he's very funny, and his name is Rick Glassman.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did not.
You know how he was on Bill's show, and he's a stand-up comedian, he's very funny. And
Undateable.
And he late in life was diagnosed with autism. And it's like what Kai was saying. It always felt a little bit different. And so he, obviously in the terms of the spectrum, he wasn't severely autistic, if that's the correct way to put it. But he always felt, and then went and saw someone and realized that he was indeed autistic. And he's wonderful on the show. He's a very good actor and he's very funny. It's a comedy. I recommend people checking out. It's called As We See It. It's very unique. You've never seen a show like it. It stars three autistic people and they're all very gifted actors.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. I hadn't heard of that before.
All right, Kai, do you have a fix your life? Anything we can do to improve your life in any way?
Yes. So I recently participated in a short film project, and I had never done anything like that, and I didn't expect to, but it just kind of happened. Anyway, I really enjoyed it, and I fell in love with, like, the filmmaking process, and I'm just wondering, like, any advice for how to continue exploring that as an amateur, like no experience? Well,
keep doing it. There, I mean, there's such a desire for more female voices. There's such a desire for autistic voices. What Joelle, the term you use, neurodivergent. I don't. That's a new term for me. But there's such a hunger for voices. I mean, look at the celebration of the film that won Best Picture.
Coda.
Finally, in a really amazing way, someone made a movie about that experience of a deaf family. So I would encourage you to do it. And the way to do it is just keep making movies. Get a camera. It can be a cheap camera. You don't have to break the bank. You could literally use your iPhone. You can go on Amazon and there's accessories for your iPhone that'll make you shoot better with your iPhone, like hand grips and mics. And you can, there's people that, there's that movie. What was that trans film, Joelle? They shot on Tangerine. They shot the whole thing on an iPhone and it won all these awards. So money is not an impediment. It's just about putting the work in, putting the time in, getting some friends together, making
having something to say, whatever it is that you want to say, being able to focus it and put it onto a script form, or it's hard to do just for talking with me sometimes, but having something to say is very important. When you find what it is that you want to say, you have all of the tools, is what Zach is saying, to make these projects and you can, it's accessible. So if you're really serious about it, you can do it.
Tell your story. I mean, that's what I would say. I mean, that's what, when I made Garden State, I was just telling a version of my life. If you make a short, tell something that's interesting about you and your life. You know, it doesn't have to be you exactly, make a character, but you have a unique, interesting story to tell that no one else could tell but you. So that's my advice, is to write a short, gather your friends around to help, and make something that only you could tell.
I agree with that 100%.
You're welcome, Donald. You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Kai, thank you for coming on. Everybody, that's our show. I think we did it all, Donald.
We did do it all. I just want to give a shout out to a GoFundMe. Well, I love you. Happy birthday, obviously. I want to give a shout out to a GoFundMe. My son, Rocco, went to school with this young girl named Hayden, who is suffering from leukemia right now. She's 8 years old, and her GoFundMe is Help Hayden Fight Leukemia. Her mom was Rocco's teacher in kindergarten, and she taught him how to read. And so, you know, it's something that's that means a lot to me, it means a lot to my wife. I just wanted to say, given with the little bit of time that I have left on this, Help Hayden Fight Leukemia. It's a GoFundMe.
Joelle will put it in the show notes. So if you look in the show notes, you'll be able to find it. And thank you, Kai. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Joelle. This was an episode that was all over the place, but I loved it. And I can't wait to have our new Donald quote in the sound machine.
Why don't you play it one time for everybody?
I just feel like I'm a little bit shy to play it in front of Kai because she feels like a gentlewoman, a woman who shouldn't hear such horrible things.
Yeah, I agree with
you. But Kai, when you hear the episode back, you'll hear it several times. All right, everybody, that's
with
our show.
With that being said, 5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who love to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather around. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.